Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Publisher of Cleveland Scene Magazine, Andrew Zellman, joining the show. So what's going on at Ohio City Galley? I guess for people that don't know what that is or where that is, we should explain it. And then some changes are coming.
Sure. So this is the restaurant and building at West 25th Street and Detroit Avenue. And this is the place where there's four different restaurant concepts. And the idea is that the places go there first as kind of an incubator and then eventually move into their own freestanding space. So now that they've been open for a while, a couple of the spots have announced that they will be leaving. The Rice Shop and then Poca Mexican from Chef Michael Nowak, who also owns the Black Pig, will both be leaving in the coming months. And then two new spots will be coming in there after that. They talk about some of the struggles they've had from the start at the Galley, some issues with some of the prices are a little high, parking access, patio. And so this is just kind of as they evolve and mature a little bit, they're making some changes to stay relevant.
So I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of Aladdin's Eatery. I don't think I even realized they had a spinoff and they're opening their second location.
So this is from the Aladdin Eatery family, as you said, who also has the Taza restaurant and Statues. So this, they've got all kinds of restaurants. And this is their newest one. It's called Bo's Cafe. Right now, their first location is in Ohio City at 2549 Lorraine Avenue, right by the West Side Market. And it was announced this week that they are going to be taking the old Sweet Melissa space at Fairmount Circle in University Heights, 20630 John Carroll Boulevard. And like you said, if you haven't been there yet, it's a bowl-based cafe that focuses on light, bright, fresh, and Middle Eastern fare. So you basically pick your bowl, green or lentils, and then you can add beef shawarma, chicken, and then all the different veggies are available, and then sauces, including that Aladdin's garlic sauce.
So Hot Sauce Williams, well, the old site of Hot Sauce Williams has just been sitting there, you know, for a matter of whatever time it's been. Now, finally, something opening up in that spot.
Yeah, so this is the space on Carnegie. And for those that drive back and forth downtown, they've seen that this space has been vacant for quite a while. But the news came out this week that the family that owns Angie's Soul Cafe is getting very close to opening in that space. They're actually going to close their other location on St. Clair at 3400 St. Clair and just have the one spot at Carnegie and 69th. Hot Sauce right by where the Lancer Hotel was too. Angie's will feature classics like crispy fried chicken, freshly fried fish, and daily specials like meatloaf, Salisbury steak, and liver and onions.
So if we want to find more on what you talked about this morning with us, Andrew, where do we go?
CleveScene.com and Cleveland Scene on social media.